Scripture in English on page 2. Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas as their natural emanates. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is formal. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva and noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken wealth. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Yeah, 당가서 가르치고요서는 추유치고요로 올라가셨다.
What we are doing here is we are actually engaging in practice of Dharma.
아니 추유치 가르치는 추유치고요서 나와이나 그래서 최선부 수유치 요월대로 와서가지다.
So for what purpose that we are really practicing Dharma? So in a way that the way we live, you know, we are living under a very powerful, you know, rules.
일단은 트윈드 가르쳐서나 아니 레지 신지기 트윈센으로 왔다.
So what kind of rules that we are here really talking about that we are living under is the rules here really referring to what we are the legi shinji, which means the karma, or you could say, yeah, it's a karma.
Legi chibara, so you pay kisi shinji, legi shinji chida se gil mando, ni tari mando, yin ko leher haro. Ani, yin zani roa, chida ni nga so yi,
So, the reason why I'm saying that we are all under the power or the domination of this karma or the mara. So, here, let's think about all things. So long as the things that exist, it's all exist. By depending upon its causes and conditions.
대략 이거 뭐 문제와도 지유신원이 뭐 강세지라로와, 그래서 이게 단다 이때는 용다 문제와도 지역으로 문제제는 뭐더러와, 죽죽소 문제제는 주화동에도 차이 없어 지는 자유의 말이라다. 시행비니스 가르치는 영어로 지역에 대한 주화로이지만도 죽소의 문제제와도 비 가부차되어라다.
So. We are, you know, all those things exist under the power of its causes and conditions. So here again, most of the time, when we are trying to make a change in certain situations, in certain existence and so on, we are really trying to change by reflecting upon mere conditions without finding the actual cause of the phenomena.
대연변은 이제 코로나 때문에 상해 이 좋아지 당거는 미기 통한지다 언조라로와 투여 영향이 지기 통해 좋아 당는 말도 대리 전반에 좋아 다다 크고 제거 벌써.
So most of the time that the way we try to change something, bringing about change, is really based upon something that is visible, something that is accessible to our sense faculties. So beyond the excesses of the sense faculties, we are unable to make any change.
Rwa tindri chima tu tsuba che mbutu bi chen ki dhokpa kasi yo pa chi dhru nanyan tanda dhokpa nage chi yon mbutu yi di kare chen e chungwa re se sona rwa ju tsogo di ngon zi mbutu di.
It is because of these limitations, because we are unable to change, make a change, bringing about change beyond these sense faculties. You know, whatever the change that we make, it is only something that is visible, it's something that is accessible to our sense faculties. So beyond that, we are unable to do it. So, and therefore, regardless of how much effort that we put forth to bring about a lasting happiness, and we are unable to achieve that, why? Because we are unable to identify the actual cause that can make really change of phenomena. So it, with this regard, you know, when we talk about practicing Dharma, it's not really to practice someone who believes. It can be practiced by both, whether believer or non-believers. So let's take an example of the existence of the flower. The flower cannot grow by itself. In order for the flower to germinate, it takes a lot of other factors, such as moisture, soil, fertile soil, and manures, and so on. So what it indicates is because it really indicates the very existence of the flower itself. It's not really exists independently. It exists by other powers, which is their causes and conditions. So it is because of by setting those examples and focusing on those gross level of phenomena, one can then relate this to one's own mind. You know, our mind, you know, regardless of the varieties of mind, the different types of mind that we may generate within our continuum, and all of those minds are do not exist independently, and all those arisal and generation of those minds are depending upon its own causes and conditions. So here the question is, now whether we speak of either mind or the consciousness, and now the mind and consciousness, what kind of causes and conditions that makes the mind and mind or the consciousness come into existence? Tibetans would always say that, you know, in order for one to have a healthy body, so we have to maintain our mind. We always say that, you know, maintain our peacefulness of one's own mind. Again, here when we talk about, you know, maintenance of one's peacefulness of one's mind, it's again not really referring to the peacefulness of mind It's really referring to the way they, you know, talk about, you know, maintenance of this peacefulness of mind. It's really depending upon the external conditions, such as, you know, resources and so on and so forth. They are not really trying to think about, you know, try to gain insight into their one's own continuum in order to make one's mind peace.
Therefore,
when we are speaking about, you know, practicing Dharma and by practicing Dharma, one try to benefit other beings. So here, practicing Dharma to benefit other beings is, first of all, we need to, you know, bring about a transformation in one's own mind. And having transformed one's own mind or tamed one's own mind, one can then benefit other beings. This is what we call the practicing of Dharma. This is what we call benefiting other beings through Dharma. So, in general, you know, if one's behavior is really terrible and try to tell someone to behave, you know, well, then that doesn't really make sense. It's and people will not take it either. So here, in brief, it is important that we, first of all, how can we, you know, make a change or bring about a transformation in one's own mind? What kind of causes and conditions that are required in order to bring a transformation, in order to transform one's own mind from negative to positive? And it is through one's own experiential knowledge of process of transforming one's own mind, one can then, one can then preach other beings to bring about transformation of them, one's own mind. So this is the custom of, you know, engaging in practice to tame one's own mind as well as the taming other minds, such as practice of Ngejung, which is renunciation of the definite emergence, you could say, and bodhicitta and so on. So therefore, it is through identifying those causes and conditions of negative state of mind as well as then positive states of mind, one then bringing about a change of one's own mind by identifying the appropriate causes and condition. So if one is able to find this causes and condition, then one doesn't have to live under the power of karma, or in other words, Shinji, which was the Yamaraj. And we don't have to really, under the domination of this
the karma or the yamraj. rāñi lé tāyī mēlōng gōsē nē rōwā tō mā sō pēpī khur kāchīng khur wā tō dēgī lō tā jatān sāchā lē hī sō ngō nē tō nē rōwā lā tā rōwā zhēn lā kāchōng chō tē sō nā rāñi lē jīnu mā tā nā shīn sō lō chāchī bā jīyō yōyō mē tō wā kāngyā jī mā tō
So, therefore, the Tibetan have a saying that if you want to say something about somebody's, you know, about somebody, especially if you want to say something about somebody's, in relation to somebody's, you know, physical body, and first of all, you have to have a mirror to look at yourself into the mirror, to see how you really look like. Then you can, you know, you can say something about others.
Tak ngene dhone ki kepa seguro, me yaro singe te karir sana, rangi ilta tonge te, me te ngene choba re yaro re roa.
So now how can we say, you know, the wholesome person or the positive being, positive person. Is positive person or the wholesome person is someone who can look at him or herself, who can internalize him or herself, is said to be a positive person. So it is also said to be a practitioner as well. So now let's you know, take some time and do the meditation on bodhicitta.
Rani ji sambatil juwa to kani kare pen sare rawa. Nyanga kaadu, kandri chene rogu du, chiyo chiga kare re se ne, ko kaayi ne joshi joya duwa la da rawa. Jinsen, kaayi ne shiyo yenge chichi.
So what we are really, you know, trying to do here is now, we must make an effort to how to bring about a change of one's own mind. And so for what kind of skillful means that is required to really bring about a change of one's mind. And this is a vital point of, you know, practicing Dharma or receiving the teachings of the Dharma. So, visualizing the Buddha Shakyamuni in front of oneself along with all those root and lineage gurus. So visualize that you yourself is being in the presence of them.
So
now, you know, before we touch the actual teachings of the Lama Chimu, and it's a custom that we have to go through a little bit background about the founding teacher, which is Buddha Shakyamuni. And then we have to go through those the greatness of the author, which is the number author. And so speaking about the greatness of the author or the greatness of the teacher, we went through this, the background or the story, we read through the story about Adisha Divamkara.
Lari chimo korona ne song yura. Pena shangju langju jim, shangju langju jaman zeba boyan, de zeba boyin se naro. Song yura. Pena shangju langju, lari, shangju langju, kasa shangju langju jaman zeba boyan, lari chimo zeba boyin se. Ti chen yin jirwa ta kanje, lari chimo jina de jiru mochi korona rangi song re dayan, jiru mochi korona rangi, lari ka shangju langju jaman zeba boyan, de zeba boyin se da song duwa se.
Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa stated that the Lamden, which is the path, Adisha's path to lamp for enlightenment, path for the lamp for enlightenment, is the author of the lamp for path to enlightenment is also the author of Lamden Chemo as well. So you could say, in other words, the Lamden Chenpo is also the same author of, you know, of Adisha's lamp for path to enlightenment.
So then,
in the Lamden Chenpo, we find the background about Adisha, and then this will followed by
the Lamden as well.
So you can at least have some kind of generic image of, you know, going through the process of Lamden, but beginning from, you know, the greatness of the teacher and greatness of the teachings and so on. So this teachings of the Lamrim is unbroken lineage, the teachings of unbroken lineage, starting from the founding teacher Buddha Shakyamuni.
So
now, speaking about the Lamrim itself, the Lamrim text itself, it's the greatness of Lamrim text. You know, Lamrim is a very unique, you know, text that encapsulates the essence of all the sutra and as well as tantra. So Lamrim actually describes the primarily targeting towards taming one's mind. So therefore, it is said it is very lucid text or the lucid instructions. So its instructions is like really derived in accordance. Instruction is really in accordance with the two, you know, revitalizers such as Asanga and Nagarjuna's. So it is just to remind all of you that we went through all those stages, and to remind you, so I, you know, repeatedly go through these stages. So then it is, you know, when we, the way we listen to the teachings, and we must listen to the teachings by abandoning all the faults, the three faults, and then, you know, we will not we were not going to go through the detail about the faults and so on. So now, So now, how can such, you know, if the teachings are so profound and it's very special and very unique, so now how these teachings can lead their disciples? So therefore it says we first of all we need to find authentic
teachers.
So in general, whether one will become a great learner or great learner or not, it's really dependent upon the teacher who teaches you. So since all of you, you know, went to school and you have experience of that, you know, if you have a good teacher and you learn more. So it's the same thing that what I'm experiencing right now. I'm learning English, you know, alphabet. So when I have a better teacher, then I learn better. So then if the teacher is really good, you know, then we don't know how the time passes. You know, we can really kill the time right away. And if the teacher is not really good, then you're just wasting your time and the time seems so long, you know, it doesn't pass it, so. So, which means the root path is to rely upon authentic teachers. So therefore, we really need to, it is important to ensure the teacher whom you are relying upon is a really authentic teacher. So here again, when we talk about, you know, relying upon the authentic teacher, we're really not talking about the teacher, he or himself is really precious and someone who's really special. So Rinpoche said, I don't have to go through all the stages that he has, because we have limited time. So right now what we are doing, what we have reached is we have reached at the point or the chapter which is developing the faith of conviction that is root of all temporary happiness and sudden goodness. So that is what we, this is the chapter that we are dealing with right now. So as I mentioned earlier, that's, we are living under the power, under the domination of Lende, which means law of cause and effect. So, you know, speaking about this karmas, so we talked about the negative karma and positive karma, and we went through this 10 negative, we were in the process of completing the 10 negative actions, 10 negative actions, and identifying the 10 negative actions and how to abandon those engaging in 10 negative actions and so on. We went through those three negative actions regarding body, and then the four negative actions regarding speech. And out of the four negative actions of the speech, and we have reached the last, the fourth speech, which is senseless speech or the gossip. So now it's really comprehensive, you know, it's when you look at this, you know, first we talked about the three negative bodies regarding one's body, three negative actions, you know, which, of body. And so if we engage in those three negative actions of body, then we're actually you know, breaking the law of karma. Mm-hmm. So then in turn, we are the one who actually face the consequences of what the law that you have broken. So this kind of discipline is not really imposed by the Buddha Shakyamuni. Buddha Shakyamuni appeared to this world and you know, set aside this, you know, laws. So then if those negative actions, the 10 negative actions or the disciplines are really, those disciplines are really imposed by the Buddha Shakyamuni, then someone who do not believe in Buddha Shakyamuni will not have any karma, so which is not the case. So therefore, speaking of, you know, consuming alcohol here, you know, consuming alcohol is strictly, you know, forbidden for the full Audrian, you know, members. So if they consume it, there will be a the accumulation of very, you know, mighty or heavy negative karmas. So let's go through the reading of the Lamrim text. It is a senseless speech. The basis of senseless speech is speech. It's 223 pages. 223 page, and you can look at the last paragraph. A senseless speech. The basis of senseless speech is speech about a topic that is not meaningful, of the three aspects of the attitude, the perception is as follows. Although Asanga says nothing more than a perception of that as that, and here the senseless speech means that you yourself perceive the topic about which you wish to speak and then speak. It does not have to involve someone else who understands it. So senseless speech is very clear because we are engaging in gossip actually, you know, with no meaning in it. Most of the time, you know, we go through those lot of, you know, it's almost like we're chatting with no meaning. So this is what we're not killing in Tibetan, which is gossip. You know, it's literal, you know, translation would be the more appropriate as gossiping. This senseless speech or the gossip, you know, it really happens, you know, suddenly, right? It doesn't really need a prior motivation or intentions of engaging in such as, you know, gossiping or gossiping some of all this, engaging in this senseless speech. Of course, there will be a circumstantial, you know, conditions or the cause for giving, you know, for engaging in this gossip, you know, gossip. But overall, when there's no such prior strong motivations, it just happens. When we gather a couple of people or three, four people, then, you know, one will say something and then one will follow that. And then this all, you know, unending speech, you know, will the lingers.
There's
also, you know, we just sometimes we spend a lot of time on the phone by engaging in you know, senseless speech. You know, such and say, I heard this and this, and you were just you know, explaining to someone else whatever that you have seen, whatever you have heard. So, in general, when we talk about, you know, when we talk about that I like or I don't like, it's really, you know, it is a nature of human being that when we talk about I like such and such things, it's really, you know, how it really depends on how much and how your mind is familiar with. That is what, well, you know, if something that is more familiar with your mind, and we tend to say that I like it, and so on.
Tiji, ngacho le kare tando senero ngaro le chaja na. Jee megyo wa ri show dele sen nganga shushi jitoa. Jitoa yeh bi gong le kare chesa na kalya khaye mengi jidoa.
So, you know, this is through my own experience. When we are engaging in the negative actions, and it's almost become like an effortless. You know, you don't really have to put an effort. You know, you are doing it, you know, deliberately and engaging in such negative actions delightfully. So what it really indicates is it's because my mind is very familiar. It is very much habituated with engaging in such action for the long period of time.
Mm-hmm. 계차 버르바르시네 추세니 순서를 봐진 세 나올로르진 단다하 뭐 대진 도아로와 갈레밍 고 공시 메겨의 공시 영어
So let's take an example, you know, here. If we were to, you know, having a serious meeting, something that has a meeting and we have a very important things to be discussed, which has a lot of meaning and its purpose, it's something that is purposeful, then even a couple of hours, it's a really tiring, you know, it's a tiresome. So then on the other hand, if we engage in those gossips and the meaningless speech, we can spend all night, you know, engaging in such, you know, senseless speech. And that really entails that we are very much, our mind is very much habituated with engaging in those negative actions, either through body or speech. So that's the reason why we talk about, you know, once we really practice ourselves to meditate, you know, continual meditations, and then at some point, your practice of meditation becomes so natural, you know, it becomes so effortless, and you will have no sense of, there's no, you know, feelings of the fatigue and so on. So then it is because that you become more familiar, your mind become more familiar with your, you know, practice of meditation. So then if one has a, you know, engage in this senseless speech for overnight, you know, whole night, I mean, and though at the moment that you are engaging in very intensive, you know, speech, you know, the senseless speech among, you know, with your friends or acquaintances, and you don't feel very tired at this moment. However, the next morning, so you feel very uncomfortable, you know, bodily, you know, because of the, you know, long time, you know, actions of the speech and the previous that has happened in your previous night.
Tiki kare tengwa ringi hina roa. Senba dan zupu ni bote onche te senba dan onche chewa yere roa.
So what this really entails and indicates is, it really indicates, you know, in comparison to one's mind and the body, so the mind has more power than one's body. So when your mind is not wandering and you're not scattered in anywhere, so then you have a feeling of pain, you know, your limbs, such as your, you know, knees and so on. You feel very, you know, you go through the painful experience. However, your mind is scattered and it's just all over, and you just wander all over. And then those, you know, experiencing of pain of your limbs, we will not have a feeling of those painful experience.
The
reason why I'm saying this is it is because of one's familiarity with one's mind with certain object, and then one can, you know, then engage one's mind with certain object, you know, naturally. So this senseless speech, you know, doesn't really need another individual to whom that you you speak about, you know, the senseless speech. By yourself, you can engage in the senseless speech.
Lapa to pena soso ye pena roa ta chi sanjo segura ta kanji chin de don ta manda den ye en chi che jin ne ye tu se pe thola ton sa ye den ro yo roa ko in ji mi ji me ji pe jin yong de le ke se ge ye ba man do a.
So it doesn't necessarily require another individual to engage in the senseless speech. One can, you know, it's by listening to the radios and senseless news and advertisement and so on, you know, one is, you know, engaging in, you know, it is it's the senseless speech or the gossip.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really require someone, another individual to whom that you, you know, engage with the senseless speech.
Okay. 那你们呢是松柏康柔柔安的这些的地母所康柔柔摩羯的恰比王爷柔柔
So then the affliction is any of the three. So among those three afflictions, this senseless speech again derive most of the time from the attachment.
那就他经络呢是说满这边呢 만지비 shunjimhan doba wo wo sirwa penan treme ten yegi kecha mambu shuji hiyan doba nao chirwa.
So then the motivation is the desire to make a like an arbitrary or the unconnected remarks.
Penan ngay pinja chiyo rirwa. Pinja tegi tanda nga so ye ngima kalyan chupa ye lende che kecha chi shi shi di chipa chi chan shi wapa pa dang da pa kecha shi tong dasa.
So it's like, you know, imitating somebody, you know, that's also become a gossip. For instance, my own brother, who can actually imitate exactly as the Tibetan exiled prime minister, the way he speaks and then and all his behaviors and so on. So my brother actually, after the summer retreat, they have a, you know, time where they can spend as a picnic, you know. So then there, you know, he just imitated how, you know, he was just showing to other his colleagues and his acquaintances how the exiled prime minister, Tibetan exiled prime minister is speaking in. And also it's a Sandor Rinpoche, it's a former prime minister, in other words, sorry. So this is also unconnected, you know, remarks. We would say it's a senseless speech of unconnected remarks. The performance here again, the last one, the third one is the performance is to undertake the speaking of the senseless speech. So, performance of the Jorwa in Tibetan, which means performance in English, so which indicates one kind of actions, right? It actually it entails some kind of actions that has been carried out. So, therefore, we have a four performance, the four bhumis or four paths of performance to the enlightenment.
Ale tanji de loe de hai san dangam ro sha ma do ro ma de ban tanji ni mo ne se ti ba dum ro me wa so ka ro che kyu lo ne sa ma de ba de ji jo wa ne nga ma sam ba wo sa ta du ne nga ji ma sin ba wo tanji ti ba do lo ji re lo me wa
lo me
ni mo ne ti ba do lo da ta du ne nga ji ma sin ba wo sa ti ba do lo.
So the motivation is the desire to make arbitrary and unconnected remarks, and the performance is to undertake the speaking of senseless speech. The culmination is the final, which is the conclusion. The culmination is having finished and utterance of the senseless speech.
Tatu kadu ngachi yinge pa de kade sa gur sa sona ani geche de shi ro chu se so ji de se chola dong sa na ani jin sa sa ro.
So you accumulate karma of engaging in senseless speech is after you complete your gossips. And after you complete this senseless speech, then you are begin to accumulate this karma of engaging in senseless speech. So it says, and furthermore, the senseless speech has seven bases, it says. Seven bases. So the first one is the speaking of fighting. So we are speaking of fighting, so the speaking of this fighting is like if you have if you know about some stories of wars and battles, so we speak of that, and you are trying to engage that kind of speech, engaging in this kind of speech, and this is also a gossip or this senseless speech. And the Tibetans, we have a lot of stories, really brave, what we call the king, the warrior kings. So we spend a lot of time engaging in such speech. So, for example, in the monastery, the younger monks, they just go and, watch a movie, and then after they have finished watching movie and they come back to the monastery, and in the courtyard, they are supposed to be debating, engaging in debates, and they are, engaging in those senseless speech by explaining what kind of movie that he or she has seen, and this is a really perfect example of wasting one's time by engaging in senseless speech. So speaking of fighting, and the next is fault finding. Finding a fault in others. In other words, if you dislike someone, and if the person walks in, and as soon as the person walks in, and you try to find something in this person, particularly try to find some faults, and then speak bad things about this person. According to Dharma, and those kind of speech, fault finding, and also engaging in the conversation of the politics, are inappropriate in according to Dharma.
So,
however, if someone has a meaning, if someone there's an appropriate, you know, time or appropriate purpose of engaging in such speech, then there should be less accumulation of negative karma.
Yang roa disun nengi penang ngasung ini show show doa pati pati. Tadi jenah yang chasen dan rensen dan nengi tadi yang masih so na yang pe nyaga cium cakar roa.
Then again, if one engages in those speech, you know, conversations out of, you know, attachment and aversion, not disliking the opponents and so on. So you have obviously when you are talking about the politics, and then there's already a segregation. So there's two parties involved, and then one is going to be your opponent, and then you speak about the bad things about those opponents, which then when we are engaging in such speech, and that those are really derived from delusions such as attachment and aversion. So those are it's really a good basis to analyze.
Shirubi Dinjue San, Transi Sanga Lagay, Lu Long Bebatan Kaden Sheba Sodan, Sidua Nibat.
Disputes and divisions that we speak earlier, and then speech as a transmitting and reciting the text with the mind that delights in the treatise of the non Buddhists or in the mantra vehicle of Brahmins. Those are all become a concept of the sense of speech. You know, here the treatise of the non-Buddhists, here really refers to a one particular treatise of the non-Buddhists in ancient India. It's one which belongs to the one category of Hinduism. That treatise which actually describes the birds having a teeth and why the birds should have teeth and those kind of, you know, treaties are really meaningless and senseless.
And
then also someone who is not really, receptive of receiving the teachings of Sangha, which means the sacred mantra, or the Vajrayana teachings, and again, if one forced to teach such a person as Vajrayana teachings, then this also become a senseless speech. So then also for expression of the helplessness, such as wailing, right? So those are all gossips or senseless speech. The speaking of laughter, play, entertainment, or the enjoyments. So all of this really becomes a senseless speech. For example, engaging someone who's taking time to, you know, read those Kama Sutras and so on. Talking about news of commotion, such as news of kings, ministers, nations, and thieves. Speaking like a drunkard or the lunatic. So then the talk of one who maintains a wrong livelihood. So here the again the wrong livelihood really referring to out of you know desire or attachment. One would say that if I were someone and if I were someone, I would do this. If I were that, then I would do this, and so on and so forth.
Tata de Guyana Kashiti, Jibo de Nai Tayo Jonas, and Jibo de Yeni, Brother Chumala Subangala Jonas, and Jibo de Yikoyan Subangala Jonas, and Jay Kesha Jilly inside and the Lord Society.
So it's, let's take a, you know, again, this talk of one who maintains a wrong livelihood. We could say this if I were a king, the queen will be mine. If I were a king, the princess will be mine, and so on. So that kind of, you know, speak. Mm-hmm.
당연히
So let's read through the text. It's a disjointed, irreligious, which was non-religious, and senseless speech, a speech that is jumbled, reveals the affections or is uttered while laughing, singing, or viewing actors and the like. So there are two systems with regard to the first three vocal faults. One asserts that they are senseless speech, and one that they are not. However, that I have stated here is in line with the former. So according to this to the text, so all of those negative speech, four negative speech, are really, you know, belongs to this senseless gossip. So then also lying, you know, telling lie, it's also, you know, it's a meaningless or senseless. And this harsh speech, here again, harsh speech, sometimes the harsh speech may have, you know, appropriate meanings or the purposeful, there's a purpose. So if, for example, if you tell someone who has actually stolen something from you, and if you, by knowing that, and you tell the person that you are the one who have stolen mine, and so on and so forth. Although the speech is ugly, you know, it's not really a gentle speech, but it's harsh. There is a meaning in it. Knowing that someone is a thief or someone who has stolen your things, and if you say that, you know, there's a meaning in it. There's a purpose. So, no questions asked, you know, being it as a speech, you know, I mean harsh words. It is harsh words.
Penang sun du sri penarwa. Penang ngan zin sing ha. Was a tani da bi ngan sing jiro. Penang da tu bi ngam me penang ngan zin se hurnga. Nga sing de ngon zin di penang kuma da keke ma yin jila me jena chi chi ngi kas kuma jo so sa lao so na. Lao sa sen nga da yi de nga ling yo ji lo la cha yong urse. Ro ta me ngan ngon zi ji de de jigo se hi sun ji do.
So it's like when we are trying to find and identify the grasping itself, right? Nganzin, which means the grasping itself. So how, you know, we can identify this this self of person, in other words, is analogous to when you pinpoint someone as a thief or as a burglar and so on. So you just try to, you know, when you identify the self, you identify the self suddenly, you know, as if you are pointing out someone as a thief. And then also when you are about to fall off the cliff and also the buildings and so on, and you as soon as you realize that you're at the edge of this, you know, cliff, you're on the verge of, you know, falling down, and then right away that you have a sense of feeling of I am going to fall and so on, and you're identifying this I, but this identification of this I is based upon the grasping itself.
So
the way we identify the self, you know, most of the time, such as when you're on the edge of cliff that you're about to fall down, and you have as soon as you realize that you're in your situation, and you have a sense of I. And that kind of I that you have, your identification of that I is really independent I. You know, the way you grasp at that I is you're grasping at that I as if that I concretely exists, intrinsically exists. This is how we're looking at our I. However, if you look back and try to look at ourselves, how this I exists, and try to analyze, then that kind of I become unfindable.
So therefore, in order
to realize selflessness, first of all, we need to identify the self, the grasping itself. In other words, object of negation is a gaja, which is the object of negation. So without without understanding the object of negations, there's no way that you can understand the self, you know, the selflessness. So you have to find the non-existence of the object of apprehension of the grasping as self, which will then lead oneself to understand what is meant by selflessness.
Tengi kyeche tanyi tata shiye terwa pena kumala kuma seda lo so na lasa ngal kuma zu se de semla shina de lewe de sizu cha na so wa sero wa kuma ji ma yin gen la tanyo lo de shena de yung yunga ling yung ga jang gong zing wa se lo de ko sizu yin ba de sebo ne jiro wa.
So as we mentioned earlier, that when you tell someone you are a thief, though the person might be a thief, but the very nature of the speech itself is very harsh. It really belongs to the harsh words.
대진이는 거 소세요. 뭐 저기 된데다 가 두고 말이다. 근데 뒤에 당시 전에 뭐네 그 중국도 와.
So this is how we really need to be mindful of, you know, we always try to you know, be vigilant about ourselves.
넘버들이 하래 탄을 바로 계속 해야 되는 이제 자가당에서 배에다 배에다 전화도 설마 로아 며칠 지나서는 주소성이 이러면 전화 바로 계시에 되잖아.
So here in this country, you know, we hardly see people gathering on in the street and engaging in those meaningless speech. We don't see those much in this country. But if whereas in India, we find a lot of people, you know, gathered in different places and corners and on the streets and so on, then spend like hours and hours of engaging in those gossips,
idle gossips. So in
the practitioner's point of view, it is really harmful to one's own practice.
대이 온게 전설로 주시려면 못 해그러 마치고 이러. So
it is because of this gossip will then create a disunity or the disharmony among the communities.
언제지 당고성 같이 대사지. 가슴에 넣어는 게 되는 방아 소리 세서 차로디. 아니 같이게 님이 대사네 런이 되려면 주세요 지다로. 아니 제가 런이 인고 고만동 런이 키우는 방문지 가지 네가 있잖아. 제구로 다 연애 제구로.
So that we as a practitioners, so then we need to first of all to find the disadvantages, you know, to understand the disadvantages of engaging in this gossip or this meaningless speech, senseless speech, and through identification of this disadvantages, then one try to avoid engaging in such, actions of speech.
영어 저기 내던데 가정이나 관심 나로에 니만이 지대들 소론이 파고도 아니요. 솔로마지 버버지요. 기본의 경우도 거가. 뭐 저기 주비 내던데 줘버러 간지 고소도 추라 추이 경우도 로에 말아 왔다. 이걸 강인 도와다 가지.
So again, you know, if one maintains if one's stays in the one room or the one place without going outside, and then again that over time then you get agitated and become so discomfort because you feel very uncomfortable being within one place for a long period of time, like days and days. So because right now we are not really our body, speech, and mind, gosam, which means what not really conditioned by the Dharma. So therefore, we are unable to engage, we're unable to maintain being in a one single place for a long period of time.
조제 이송이 나질라 이니 가르사 몸본 나는 알다 집어대도 생라 다세야 돼요. 로정이 레도와 대야 냉가지 레도와
So therefore, Adisha has stated that when you are being in the crowd or you are in the being at a place where there are a lot of people, and you have to look at and very careful, be mindful of what you are saying. And when you are being alone by yourself, and be mindful of yourself, and look at your inner eye, and analyze one's own eye or the self. So then, you know, it's really true because when we are engaging in this senseless speech, and then, you know, with no reason, you know, you just tell everything. Sometimes this might become finished speaking those words, and you may become a really regretful of what you have said. And that this really happens, you know. All of this really have a purpose and meaning.
더 애니 가서게 이 때문에 자는 가수 가가 뛰어라 조이나 애니 곤달이야 로 달란지로 된대요로 가서 계속 찾아서 시에서 쇼마 고마가 찾아서디 강가 시청제 제 그래서래도 시작하네 이나 가제 코 냥내 세네리 가제 지 소속이 지 근데 라니 라니라 대제 송생로 고고도아
So it's we really you know needs to you know refrain we need to refrain from engaging in those kind of speech, you know, be very mindful of those because it is due to those, you know, senseless speech and we create enemy, you know. Although the person may be very dear to yourself in the morning and with one words of speech will make a, you know, enemy in the evening. Mm-hmm. So, this is important to be mindful of what we were really saying.
강가 데디시딜레다 코 냥가스케 된 거 말이로 와. 엄마가서 배우는 강에 쉬고 채 봐라. 배너로 와. 아니 이 배너 로봇인다고 제 얘는 슈마체 자미기 돼서 과산하고 제 얘는 최 니 로지 차서 얘는 희사 예전에 인간로 빠니 따라 든지 로지 빼 뭐 좋아 알아서.
So in a practical way it's in a conventional point of view it's also again you know be it is beneficial to be mindful of what we were saying. For instance, in Tibet, in the past, there are, you know, I mean, like it's two are really good friends. They share each other's experience, and share each other's backgrounds and so on and so forth, each other's views and so on and so forth. And however, the other person is then later on influenced by the Chinese communists by giving him some names and, you know, positions. And then such a person will, you know, tell all your secrets. And this is what it really happens. We have to be careful. So far, we have covered out of those 10 negative actions, we have covered three negative actions of the body and four negative actions of the speech. And now we have reached to the mind, you know, the negative actions of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any questions, so you can answer. So if you have no questions, then I will go through the text. Yes. Mm-hmm.
There must be some sort of subtlety to what becomes idle talk, you know, and what's useful talk, because at least in this country, in order to refine one's position on political issues to be able to vote as an informed voter, for example, you need to talk about things like politics and world events and things going on around you. You have to understand these things and know about them. And part of that is exchanging views and talking. So there must be some point beyond which it becomes idle talk and a point at which it's constructive. So, can you talk
more about that? Sure. I have a question.
Pena lelang yung su zogu mare se dawa, tanda yung chukura, yung su zogu mare se dawa. 된다 이용 초그라 마치 인바 인나요 마치 기변아 디바 메게긴 저번 이용수 피소소바 이용하라 아니 지지 상 말해서 라야데 용그라 달아서나 다 용어 주선 처마서 계제데 용어치 너무 대질하셔다라
so yes although it's ideal gossip you know ideal gossip but that doesn't necessarily it completes all those criteria or to become a perfect ideal gossip, right? That means senseless speech. Maybe lacking motivations, maybe performance or the culmination and motivations and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be a difference. You know, some of them, the ideal gossips are it carried out all their criterias with four, you know, stages, motivation, culmination, performance, and so on.
The 가르세나 빼는 거 속에 빼는 거 아치시 시든 대바시디 이 가르 거르세나 대면에 봐마 아주 거르세 라이 바톰보.
So basis for becoming a senseless speech is a meaningless, right? Meaningless speech. That's the basis. We talked that earlier. So then again, when we speak of lying and harsh speech and so on are the senseless speech, then we really need to think about whether all of those lies and you know, the harsh words can really become a senseless speech.
Yang ko tenda de meden be sing de ne yang ji ro chu da ran ni ye ji ran sen de ba so la yang tenda me ba ro ji la ko chu ro yin ji mi ji nga so ji ten ji sha wa de tenda de ba ji me ko wa ma ne ma che
so again here the senseless speech or the meaningless speech cannot necessarily to senseless to general public. It can be senseless to someone who is a very serious practitioner or it says meaningless someone who is really engaging, who's really a Dharma practitioner. So here again, whether or not that such a speech has a meaning and can be interpreted, you know, it requires a further interpretations. You know, whether it's saying something that doesn't, it doesn't have any relation to Dharma. So if you were to, you know, draw a conclusion, one could draw a conclusion, those ideal gossip such as talks of politics and so on can accept as a ideal gossip, but this gossip is incomplete, you know, ideal gossips, because this does not, you know, fulfill the criteria to become a perfect ideal gossip. So any questions? Mm-hmm. Yes.
At a recent family reunion, there was a lot of speech that fulfilled all of the requirements. Imagine that if I could take, I'm wondering if there are any strategies you'd recommend when with family members to make it less uncomfortable or to explain, or what should we do when we're in situations with people
with
whom we often engage in senseless speech, like our mothers and
what should we do? That's also Kim San Nang, Da Pamang, Da Jing Nang, Da Lide, Da Dindek, Da Ngakel, Yang, Da Shihush, Da Jik, Ge Jie Xie Guay, Da Dan Di Zang, Da Kang Da, Da Kunzu, Ngaran Su, Da Jik, Gawin Yewo, Da Jik, Zom, Jik, Jik, Da Jik, Xie Yang, Da Beijing, Da Beijing, Jong, Yu, Zom, Zang, Ma, Zang, Ding, Sur, Xie, Yang, Yi, Jia, Ding, Da Dik, Da, Tap, Ke, Wei, Da, Lide, Da Jik, Dindek,
Don't
As a practitioner, then the most important part for oneself is to be very mindful of what we were saying. And if you find that yourself in a situation where you are about to engage in senseless gossip or senseless, and right away try to refrain from that. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you are in the family gathering, so we go through all those discussions and so on, but it should have all the meanings and be mindful of that is the most important
one. Mm-hmm. Chenpa de shekhen yi de zhukpa de da kadi yi na nyangdo yi suna pechen golu doja tsegi ma de rwa, rani ki gegen nyangdo liyo bi suna chi.
So it's always, very important for the practitioners, regardless of what kind of action that one may take. And one must take these actions in conjunction with the application of mindfulness and application of mental introspection. So those are the two elements or the vital, instruments that help us to refrain from engaging in negative actions. So most of this, our idle gossip can occur due to this mental wandering.
They
are kind of complementary to each other. Idle gossip and then mental wanderings are the complementary. It complements each other.
Mental wandering.
So, for example, if you spend like 1 hour talking with somebody or talking with other people, and when you go back and then try to recall what you have said, and then sometimes then it's a lot of the conversation that you had or something that makes you laugh. It's really meaningless,
So, kati jangi de karisana temba de shijin tembo chena rawa. Ni tigong la pena gesen go rawa. Temba de shijin yubi to na gesen da ji, nga so nga kasi na yu sung sen da rawa tsuchin. Te yu sona ngane kaan rawa sona, ngolo chi et segi mani. Linga yu sung gane.
So always, as long as you have this the mindfulness and mental introspection, then those with this introspection and then the mindfulness, then along with that, then you need to have what the gesem, which means the virtuous mind, which in other words, you have a mind that you are willing to refrain from engaging in those negative actions, which is the sumisamba. So if you have those three instruments, then this will never let you engage in negative actions.
Does this pertain to conversations of the eight worldly concerns? The eight worldly concerns of would this be in the realm of all those factors? Because it seems to me that they would fit the bill or fit the, they would fit the slot that these things that we find, or people who don't know about Dharma or don't understand about eight worldly concerns would just have that driving force. It's like the main driving force behind conversations. And I'm just curious if, if you could comment on, on that.
That the dige then the migue le the ngagi kun migue the shi dige chi the yongse de zo yang chi de then the jiden xue ge xia to le de yong yang de tong de score de le de jiden xue ge da de le ni mi ma ta ge mi ji me na da ma xin ge xi me na na ne yang de ko nga shu shu ne ko chi da mi ge ye cha wa de mi se tan de a a chi nga ge mi ge ye de le ya a zheng ge yu su le shi da guan zhen de tong de si ne de ga le mi chi chi
Kalau ngaji tang ni mampuji lebih orang yang tua, ina lebih tu dia siapa, lah. Jadi cuci orang ini, jadi terawa jadi cuci orang ini. Dosun dia jadi cuci orang yang gua orang, so dosun cawar lewa salah syukur.
So it's all, you know, if you, it is rooted to the three poisoners for sure, and those eight worldly concerns and eight worldly activities are the are the enhancing it enhances one's own negativities or affliction, mental afflictions, and so on. So, so then it is all of this, you know, negative actions through speech or the body and so on are actually, you know, given rise by mental afflictions. And such as this ngakil, which is the idle gossip, you know, the senseless speech, are mostly arises out of attachment. And then the harsh words, you know, most of the time the harsh words arises out of anger and hatred.
That's right. Chachin di chiba na siri, tanji di tandapa li laa shaya di roa, ini megewa ju di la, ini taung tu chung chung lena nga tandapa li laa loba jila roa shahas. Tango ni nga di yi laa loba di ngun zin che tu sung, ta laa ma nawa jina roa ni, ni ta yi bi sanje tangje jino zubi sanje kumbo taba che gini, tau yunga shu, di yi ju la yunga shu, roa jiji roa, nga che gini sima.
So from the beginningless time up until now, I haven't been able to identify the, this is the dedication part. I haven't been able to identify those 10 negative actions, and it is because of that, you know, I've gone through this erroneous path, and so in as a result of following this erroneous path, I am trapped within the cyclic existence, unable to free myself from the cyclic existence. So, henceforth, I understood, you know, today that I understood this, what is meant by 10 negative actions, and at disadvantages of the 10 negative actions, and I will always do my best to put in effort to refrain from engaging in negative actions, and may all well, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we place me to be able to do this.
Bhujya
Zombo shishiro do ngon